Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello, dear listeners. Thank you for joining us today, despite this nasty weather. It's thunderstorming quite hard right now, so Sniffy and I are huddling inside, cozy in our doggy beds. I generally love thunderstorms because they bring the right mood to a mystery show. But I also don't like getting wet. So really, I only enjoy thunderstorms when I'm inside having a nice cup of tea. But as you know, I am Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here on Bark Street, and there are mysteries to solve and wrongs to right.
That's correct, Snoop. So glad we were finally able to clear up the mystery of the winning lottery ticket last week.
Correct. We were perplexed as to where the winning lottery ticket went, but only after checking every person who bought a ticket did we realise it was Lorraine. She bought a ticket, won, and then despite Bean and Wiggles...
who she was upset with for their previous fountain-wishing antics.
She threw the ticket away in the dumpster outside the sushi restaurant.
Donna confirmed she did in fact eat the winning ticket.
Why she ate the evidence is beyond me. But I'm just glad we managed to sort it all out.
With the lightning flashes and thunderclaps, it always frightens me.
It is most unsettling, but looks like the storm is finally passing. Clear blue skies are breaking through.
The moments after a storm are magical, though I do like playing in the rain.
I know you do. And just like that, a new case is coming in. Hello, Snoop, top-notch dog detective here.
Hello, Snoop, Sniffy. This is Freckles, as you know. You both staying dry in this weather?
Yes.
Of course we are. We didn't even venture outside into that storm. I was enjoying the display from the comfort of my doggy bed.
Well, I need you to go get out there now.
In the rain?
The storm is passing, the rain is lifting. This is a critical time.
A critical time for what?
A critical time for your next case. To figure out just what is at the end of a rainbow.
I'm sorry, what was that? Some magical, mystical music played and I couldn't hear you.
I said your next case is to figure out what is at the end of a rainbow.
That's what I thought.
Ooh, what is at the end of a rainbow? I've always wanted to know.
And now you shall. Our dog detective agency does a lot, but discovering what's at the end of a rainbow is something we don't know yet. Counting on you two to figure it out.
Snoop, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is a ridiculous waste of time.
I don't think it will be. If anyone can figure it out, it's you and me.
That's the spirit we need, Sniffy. As I'm sure you know, rainbows form just after storms, and this storm is just finishing up. So out you go, tot-tot.
But it shall be quite muddy.
Running in the mud is so fun.
I suppose it can be fun, occasionally. Looks like we have our next case, and it's time to go. The rain has just stopped.
Yay! Let's go find a rainbow. Nothing like the smell of wet grass. It's enchanting.
It's all right.
A puddle! Ooh, another puddle! Oh, look, another
puddle. We get it, Sniffy. There's a lot of puddles right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Snoop. I just love splashing in the puddle. That was my last one.
Now, let's find a rainbow. Judging by the direction of the sun and the storm system moving away, a rainbow should be just over...
there! It's so pretty!
I do love the colours of a rainbow. Brightens up the day. Let's head that way.
Snoop?
Yes, Sniffy?
What exactly is a rainbow?
Great question, Sniffy. A rainbow is a phenomenon that occurs when sunlight is refracted and reflected through water droplets. That's why you always see them after rainstorms.
But where do all the colours come from?
It all has to do with the colour prism, a reflection of light against water.
So it has nothing to do with ice cream?
Ice cream? Whatever are you talking about, young lad?
Fred the Squirrel told me he once went to the end of a rainbow and there was a mountain of ice cream.
What? That's ridiculous.
But maybe it's true.
No, Sniffy. There's not a mountain of ice cream at the end of a rainbow. This case that Freckles gave us is going to amount to nothing. The only thing at the end of a rainbow will be the ground.
I don't know, maybe not.
Whatever you say, Sniffy. Look, the rainbow arcs over the Pflugerville River. We're on the wrong side.
We need to get to the other side of the river, but how?
Yellow, did I happen to overhear that you need to get to the other side of the river?
Yes, actually, we do.
Fantastic. My name is Mortimer the Turtle, and I am a river fairy turtle.
A river fairy turtle? That sounds cool.
Oh, it is. I can help transport you two over to the other side of the river on my hard turtle shell.
Will you be able to hold both of our weight on your turtle shell? You're not the biggest of turtles.
I can do it. I've held much heavier things crossing this here river.
What a nice and helpful turtle.
That I am. That I am.
Great. So we doing this?
However...
I knew there would be a however.
If I help you cross this river, you must promise me something.
There it is.
What would you like, helpful river turtle fairy?
I happen to love snickerdoodle cookies.
Me too!
So, in order to help you, I require a dozen snickerdoodle cookies.
Snickerdoodle cookies, got it. Snoop, where can we get snickerdoodle cookies?
I don't know.
I like them baked fresh.
Mortimer, perhaps we can get you the snickerdoodle cookies after we cross the river. We're in a bit of a time crunch. You see, we're trying to find out what's at the end of that rainbow.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. I heard that there are cookies and cakes and goblets of gold coins and gems at the end of a rainbow. I'll help you across right now if you bring me back some. Hop on.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks, Mortimer.
You two are heavier than you look.
Will you be okay, Mortimer?
We're only halfway across.
The rainbow is dipping down across the hill.
Where?
Don't turn your body, Mortimer.
We're sliding off.
Oh, no. We're going in.
Oops. I forgot you were standing on my shell. Bye.
We'll just have to swim the rest of the way across.
Snoop?
Yes, Sniffy?
Is that a waterfall?
It sure is.
Uh-oh.
Can't really talk right now, as I'm about to fall over a waterfall. I think now is a good time for a commercial break.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sniffy and I have just got over a waterfall after falling off Mortimer the Turtle's shell. We tried to swim, but the current was too strong. Glad we're okay. Sniffy, you're okay, right?
I'm okay. That was kind of fun. Can we do it again?
No. We have to get back on track and make our way to the end of the rainbow, even if this case is pointless.
Mortimer said there were cookies and cakes and gold coins at the end of a rainbow.
He's probably wrong about that.
Well, I'm not going to stop believing.
I know where the end of the rainbow is.
Where did you come from?
The river, silly. I'm Aurora. I'm a river otter. This is my home.
You say you know where the end of the rainbow is?
I most certainly do. Often when it rains, the most glorious rainbows form here. Sometimes there are even double rainbows. All the rainbows seem to curve out from one spot in the cliffside.
The cliffside, you say?
Yes, it's just around this bend of the river. If you follow me, I can show you.
Whoa, look at her go. She can swim super fast.
Yes, I know. Didn't realize today's case would be so physically demanding.
Are you coming?
Snoop is struggling to keep up.
Sniffy, I dare say I'm doing all right. Just go on ahead. I'm coming.
My brothers and sisters are some of the fastest river otters in these parts. We always race each other up and down the river. Sometimes we launch ourselves off the waterfall, too.
Terrifying.
I want to try.
Not now, Sniffy.
And here we are, the Cave of the Broken Bone.
Broken bone? Why is it called that?
Take a look and see.
Hey, that looks like a broken bone. Oh, I get it.
Well done, Sniffy. Where is the entrance to the cave? It does appear as if the rainbow is coming from inside.
It's an underwater entrance. So to enter, you must swim underneath the cliffside wall.
Sublime.
There's no back door or above ground entrance?
Nope. This is the only way. See, I'll go first.
She's not coming back up. I guess she made it into the cave.
Or she got stuck and trapped under the rock and is now struggling to breathe.
Morbid. I'ma go next.
Be careful, Sniffy.
Careful?
Well then, Sniffy, you all right? You make it? I wonder. Well, here I am talking to myself while treading water in a river. I really don't want to go underwater into the potentially very tiny, creepy cave. But then again, I was given a mission and I must not fail. Ugh, fine. I shall submit and go underwater. Here I go. I made it! I did it!
Yay! Way to go, Snoop!
See? It wasn't that hard, was it?
No, I dare say it wasn't.
This cave is majestic. I've never seen anything like it.
It's a special place.
What an astounding sight to see. The stalagmites and stalactites are otherworldly. And the crystals and gems. It's so beautiful.
Those are diamonds. And over there, sapphires. Aquamarines, rubies, emeralds.
I've never seen anything like it. This must be where the rainbow reflects off everything.
Nope, this is just the first tunnel. You have to go deeper into the cave to see where the real end of the rainbow is.
You've been there before?
Of course, many times.
Is there ice cream?
Why don't you two go on ahead and see for yourselves?
Tally-ho, Sniffy, we're almost there. I must say, I'm quite astounded at what we've discovered so far. I thought there'd be nothing at the end of a rainbow, but this adventure has shown me I don't know everything.
I could have told you that.
Look, a mirror, or rather a glass rock. Yes, it all makes sense.
A mirror rock?
The light, it needs to reflect. Come through here, Sniffy. Help me push this glass rock away. Voila, we've done it.
Snoop, can you believe this?
No, I really can't.
Snoop, I...
Snippy, let's just sit in silence for a minute.
So, you saw what was at the end of the rainbow, did ya?
We did.
And?
It was indescribable. It was everything.
I don't even remember what happened or what I saw.
We must tell Freckles.
Freckles here.
Freckles?
Snoop, is that you? The connection is in and out. Did you find the end of the rainbow?
Yes.
Well, what was there?
Dreams.
And wonder.
Beauty and light.
Everything and anything.
Uh-huh. Are you two okay?
Never been better, for I have never seen true beauty till this sight.
So, can you be more specific? Like, was there a mountain of ice cream?
Some things you just have to see for yourself. The description won't do it justice.
Okay, I'm not there.
The cave of the broken bone.
Someone broke a bone?
You know what, Freckles?
What?
Sniffy, I do say.
She can come find this place herself if she really wants to see it. Because what is at the end of a rainbow can't be told or described. It has to be seen and felt.
Rightio, young lad.
I don't know about you, but I'm craving a snickerdoodle cookie. Shall we go find some?
What a fantastic idea, Sniffy. Our next case shall be to find some warm cookies. Onwards we go! So, what's really at the end of a rainbow? If only we could say, some things are better experienced for yourself. We don't want to take away the magic of discovery. I'll just say, 'twas a sight to behold. Mother Nature is a beautiful thing. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we're off to find some snickerdoodle cookies. Remember, always be investigating. See you next week for our season finale. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.